To compound those ethical concerns, Freeman was a Jew basher and tyrant coddler with the Blame America axe to grind. Liberal writer Jonathan Chait called Freeman an ideological fanatic of the realist school blinded to morality. Freeman endorsed hyperbolic attacks on Zionist political influence and wrote a leaked email obtained by the Weekly Standard that China's problem in handling the Tiananmen Square massacre was that it was too restrained. The truly unforgivable mistake of the Chinese authorities was the failure to intervene on a timely basis to nip the demonstrations in the bud, rather than, as would have been both wise and efficacious, to intervene with force when all other measures had failed to restore domestic tranquility to Beijing and other major urban centers in China. In this optic, the Politburo's response to the mob scene at Tiananmen stands as a monument to overly cautious behavior on the part of the leadership, not as an example of rash action. I do not believe it's acceptable for any country to allow the heart of its national capital to be occupied by dissidents intent on disrupting the normal functions of government, however appealing to foreigners their propaganda may be. Such folk, whether they represent a veteran's bonus army or a student uprising on behalf of the goddess of democracy, should expect to be displaced with dispatch from the ground they occupy. On the right, the editors of National Review ripped the appointment as an abject intelligence failure. He has distinguished himself as a rabid Israel hater, who regards the Jewish state's defensive measures as the primary cause of jihadist terror. He is a shameless apologist for Saudi Arabia, where he once served as U.S. ambassador, despite its well-documented record of exporting terrorists and jihadist ideology. And he is a longtime sycophant of Beijing, where he served as Richard Nixon's interpreter during the 1971 summit and later ran the U.S. diplomatic mission. In 2002, Freeman echoed President Obama's former pastor, the Reverend Jeremiah Wright, Jr., waxing indignantly, "And what of America's lack of introspection about September 11th? Instead of asking what might have caused the attack or questioning the propriety of the national response to it, there's an ugly mood of chauvinism. Before Americans call on others to examine themselves, we should examine ourselves." Doing the vetting the Obama administration wouldn't do, critics examined the Saudi government's $1 million grant to Freeman's Middle East Policy Council. National security journalist Gabriel Schoenfeld quoted Freeman acknowledging that the group owed its endowment to the generosity of Saudi King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz.